So continuing in the halachos pertaining to the Zecher l'Churban that we have to commemorate and remember the Beis HaMikdash every single day. So the Shulchan Aruch says that there's another gzera that's cited in the Mishnah at the end of Masechta Sota. The Mishnah tells us at the end of Masechta Sota that there was a gzera that was made. And it's cited in Shulchan Aruch, V'chein gazru shalo l'nagim m'klei shir, that you're not allowed to play music. V'chol mine zemer, you're not allowed to have any sort of musical accompaniment. V'chol mashmine kol shir l'sameach behem, any type of music, listening to music, playing music that will bring you joy, you're not allowed to have that. So they come out from the Shulchan Aruch. He stopped reading right there. So it comes out from the Shulchan Aruch that we can't listen to music at all. Which, by the way, according to many Sephardic poskim that hold like the Shulchan Aruch across the board, Rav Ovadia Yosef, Rabban Tzion Abba Shaul, they all assume that there's only very specific circumstances that one would be able to listen to music. The Rama says that this gzera was not for everybody. Yesh Omrim says the Rama dafka misharago behem. This was only for constant, continuous, joyful music. Going on malachim shom, like in castles and palaces and things like that, where there's literally live music playing all the time. So there, we wanted that it should not happen all the time, but here and there to play music is not such an issue. Chasana is at joyous events, things of that nature. There certainly would not be a problem according to the Rama. It is interesting to point out that there's a big difference between Sephardim and Ashkenazim when it comes to how we observe the days leading to Tisha B'Av, 3 weeks, 9 days, Shavuot Shechabo, right? Where the Ashkenazim, we take on all of the practices of mourning. Many of the practices of mourning already starting from Shvasar B'Tammuz, and then Sfar, and then we take on even more when we get to the 9 days. And then Sfardim, it's really only Shavuot Shechabo. There's two exceptions to that rule, though. The two exceptions are that Sfardim do not eat meat during the 9 days. The only Rishon that says that you would eat meat up until Shavuot Shechabo is the Rambam, but we don't assume like the Rambam. It's said in Shulchan Aruch that for the 9 days Sephardim would not eat meat. And the other exception Rav Adi Yosef says is that at least during the 3 weeks you should assume like this opinion in the Shulchan Aruch not to listen to music. Because everyone wonders, why does the Shulchan Aruch not say you don't listen to music during the 3 weeks? Right? The Rama says you don't listen to music during the 3 weeks. Why does the Shulchan Aruch not say it? He doesn't need to say it, because according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's not only during the 3 weeks. It's every single day of the year you don't listen to music unnecessarily. So, like I said, this is probably something that was for live musical accompaniment that happened all the time. But nevertheless, it should be something on the back of our minds that we have to always make sure that Yerushalayim is not completely rebuilt, and that even when we're listening to joyous music, that we know that it's not 100% joyous. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Shmi Matzliach.